Well, I promised I'll add more to this audio blog as the weekend progressed, but you know how it is, you get really busy and connected into what you're doing. And a lot of it was running around from one place to another, all due to this wedding. A very good wedding it was too. It was posh as you like. The bride arrived at the wedding by boat, a small rowing boat, rowed by her dad. And her brother was in the boat too, and she looked fabulous. And then the ceremony was so wonderful and marvellous, I have to admit I didn't keep a dry eye. I'm a big softie, what can I say? And then following the wedding, there was a whole lot of hijinks. This is where people who block the path of the bride and groom on the way from the wedding to wherever they're going to next, whether that be to take photographs or to go to the reception. And it's all part of the fun and games. And the bride and the groom are given tasks to do when they are stopped. The first task, the traditional thing, is that the groom is asked to chop some wood in half with an axe. Sounds a bit dangerous to me, but George had a go at it and I think he managed to chop the wood in half. The bride, who's also given a task of the female variety, shall we say, and I didn't get to see what that was exactly because I was too busy concentrating on the axe swinging up and down, but it was very good anyway. Then the next one, further round, there was some more chopping with an axe. Not quite sure what was going on there. Couldn't quite get the wood chopped in half because it was the axe was getting stuck in the wood. And then there was something also involved where the bride had to do something with a facsimile baby, shall we say, a surrogate baby, a little doll that was dressed up and that thing had to be changed or something done with it, whatever. Then moving on to the photographs inside the castle in Haapsalu, which is a lovely little town in Estonia. And then going from the photographs on towards to the reception, it was all a case of two more stops. The first stop was to a garden sort of thing where there was a stork, which was a nest at the top of a chimney stack. And the groom was required to climb the chimney stack and put a ribbon around with the help of some friends. And the higher the ribbon, there was more chance of babies being produced. You gotta love this traditional stuff, haven't you? And he did very well. If you tie the ribbon more than one time, you're going to have more babies. And obviously this tradition is one that works very well because the last people that did it, apparently, they had a baby 3 months after the wedding. That's going some, isn't it? So, and then there was one more stop along the way, and George was required, again, was to do another task with some wood, which was to saw a piece of wood in half using a rusty old saw. The people do try to make this task as difficult as possible, but George was up to the task. It was a saw really was made for two people, but he had to do it one-handed, or one person as it were, and he managed it pretty well. And then the wife, the new wife, was also given the task of making some food, or cooking with some ingredients that were left there, and some poor souls had to taste the stuff. Moving on, we finally got to the place where we were staying overnight at the event, and it was one humdinger of an event, and I shall say more about that in the next audio boo. But it basically was a sports centre, but it had a lovely little wooden terraced area, and it was all done out nicely with flowers around it, and the tables had got lovely white tablecloths on, and there was loads and loads of lovely food, and there was even food there for vegetarians. Lovely. So I shall talk more about what happened next in the next audio boo. Talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.